number 6 is from Rainier Properties 2 LLC, requesting an extension to the option to purchase for the triangular-shaped 0.37 acre Block 6E in the Park East Corridor, located between North Water Street, North Edison Street, and East Knapp Street in the city of Milwaukee, east of the Milwaukee River.
Good morning, and Mr. Westling is here from Rainier.
Madam Chair, if I may just preface this item, whereby this relationship that the county has with Rainier, Mr. Westling being the managing partner of Rainier, it has been a long-standing relationship. The original proposal that in turn Mr. Westling submitted for the county parcel, which is a relatively small parcel of land, it's 0.37 acres, it was for a standalone development, but Mr. Westling in his proposal recognized the opportunity for a far greater, grander landmark development that could be achieved by taking the parcel which is abutting the Milwaukee River, which is directly across from Edison Street from our 3.37 acre parcel, and create a development that exceeds tax base that could be achieved on our smaller parcel. So what we have been doing is working over the years with Mr. Westling to achieve the necessary tenant base that is required to actually allow this project to be realized and for it to be developed. So in turn, Mr. Westling over the years have had various people. In fact, Marcus Corporation is still a committed anchor to this development. There are just some other needs as far as tenant base that are necessary to solidify financing for this to move forward. And with that, I would pass it on to Mr. Westling just to perhaps brief the committee, seeing that there are new members, to perhaps take us back and depict by means of his boards what can be achieved on this parcel.
Great. Well, good morning, Madam Chair, committee members, Supervisor Biddle. I know it's important to you. This is within your district. We've been here before a few times, but I think it's important to state that we continue to be in the mix on anything that's really kind of churning around out there from the standpoint of potential office tenants or what have you. And if you've noticed, even a lot of buildings have been discussed, they've been proposed, but really nothing has really moved forward from the standpoint of actually coming out of the ground or even reaching the city for any kind of approval. So we continue to believe that this site wants to be developed in a very dense way. That's what should happen. That's what I think is the best for the Park East, for the county-owned lands. I really feel like in some ways, you know, you look west of the river, we've got the blocks that are north of the Bradley Center. I think we all envision someday that those properties will probably be involved with some redevelopment of that entertainment area, whereas our site sitting east of the river across from Manpower, you know, needs to really complete that corporate campus downtown. You know, it's interesting when you bring people in from out of town and look at this real estate, it's a real head-scratcher for them as to, you know, what's the holdup? When, you know, the local folks at times, you know, you would think that, you know, Water and McKinley is somehow, you know, Sheboygan in some ways, if you will. When you try to get people to come out of the area of Mason and Broadway, and try to get them to come up a few blocks, but we're persistent. We have come up with a number of plans. In fact, this, I always like to bring this one out because I think if you haven't, it's a real nice refresher from the standpoint of how well, you know, extremely well located this site is. I like to look at it as kind of water finding the slowest point, no pun intended. But if you look at Water and McKinley, the way that it's really matured, if you will, this site since the freeway spur came down, the traffic patterns are such that really from all across the metro area, McKinley is really becoming the main in and out, especially when people come down for sporting events and other, you know, performing arts, restaurants, what have you. That infrastructure is really doing what it was supposed to do from the standpoint of feeding people into downtown. And what happens is more often than not, people work their way through this intersection. So what we've done with our most recent I'll come back to you guys remember some of the office components that we refined, but I really wanted to bring up the speed for what we put in front of the Harmony Initiative, which we know has been out there looking for sites. And these are new from the last time that we met. And this really kind of speaks to some of the program that we were putting in touch for this, or putting, you know, from a proposal standpoint for the Fine Arts Collaborative. We think it's a really
great solution for what they're trying to accomplish. It still, from our standpoint, creates that important landmark type development, even though in this set it wouldn't have as much vertical. You know, it wouldn't be an office building per se. It would have some office components, but we would be able to take advantage of, you know, just this really unique site with all the curves and the things that we could do to really, you know, we think accentuate what the Valley would want to do in their new location. As it turns out now, they continue their process. We feel like we're a viable opportunity, and we think we've put together a great program for them as they move forward in their process. So I think what this does is really kind of gives you a feel for how flexible we are, and the fact that in this particular project, we're still able to include the Marcus component, which we think is very, very important to finally get that motion picture venue in downtown Milwaukee, which I think really will help kind of finish off that Water Street Entertainment District. So they remain committed to the site, and we remain committed to bringing this to fruition for you and for the county and for the city. I can't say enough how appreciative Rainier and myself is of this committee and the cooperation we've received. You know, people sometimes like to point to certain legislation and that being a problem in developing the Park East, but in reality, the only issues I think in the Park East are really educating the users that are out there making decisions that this is a really viable opportunity for them. And I think that I think that's starting to resonate with some of the people that are out there. There's definitely an upswing in the real estate market. I know a lot of us maybe are more in tune to the residential piece, but clearly on the commercial side, we're seeing a lot of movement. Whether it be retailers or office users, even on the manufacturing industrial side, we're definitely seeing an uptick in the market, so we feel like we've kind of bottomed out in the trough. So I think we're in a great position to pursue interest that's out there in the marketplace. I mean, we're definitely a shovel-ready piece, you know, from the standpoint of what we've done. We've done all the engineering. We understand all the underground. You know, we've priced out these buildings. I mean, so we're at a point where we can move forward once we get commitments. And from a financing standpoint, you know, there's plenty of money that's on the sidelines and ready to go. It's just a question of bringing the right users into place. So the users come in, the financing shouldn't really be an issue. And hopefully, you know, this is the year we start to get a little more traction. But, you know, we're out there, we're working hard, we're pounding the pavement, we're in the mix with, you know, whether it be, you know, Rocky or BCD, they've been very supportive. So this will happen, we'll make it happen, and we appreciate your cooperation.
And Mr. Westling, the resolution that accompanies this does have you continue to provide the maintenance, but
correct.
In the extension, however, we're not asking for additional extension fees, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
And even last year, we took,
right.
And I called you first before we did it, but come July or August, the weeds start to get pretty high, even across the street from our site. So we went ahead and cleaned that up and pulled down some of those scrub trees and things like that. So I think really the entire area, even across from us, looked so much better. And from the standpoint of just from a windshield tour, it didn't look, you know, it's vacant land. We can't change that. We want to. But as far as how it looked to the public, we thought we did a pretty nice job of keeping the litter out and, you know, doing the best we could in that area. So we'll continue to do that.
Questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Committee members, with respect to this particular item, I would move approval. It's somewhat disheartening, in as much as far as the local economy and the overall economy are concerned. That I read an article from Bloomberg.com to indicate that $7.6 billion have been afforded in loans to small businesses. And almost 30 times that amount had been afforded to large corporations over the past year. So for Mr. Westling and Lanier to continue to look forward, continue to want to be invested in this parcel, I commend them for that. And as I said, I move approval of this particular item.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm very supportive of the project. I do have a question on because we've had problems in the past with our city relationship, and in terms of what resources they've made available to projects, even when we thought we were sort of marching together. In this case, the parking, do we feel confident that they will be, I'm assuming that there's a desire to have some TIF or some help on that, and they have a history of doing that on adjacent or across the river parcels. Do we have that expectation here? And
we've been in touch with the Department of City Development, with the mayor's office, you know, as we move forward, and again, to keep them up to speed on our progress, and they've been very supportive of the project. Certainly would anticipate that Edison Street, which really is a remnant piece, mm-hmm. that would become a part of the project, which obviously is important to be able to create this 2.8-acre assemblage. And as far as any public-private partnership, you know, I've always kind of said that each project needs to live on its own, and if the project makes sense for that type of participation, then I would expect that and that we'd see that occur. So I would anticipate that we would bring forth a project, and you know, depending on the exact makeup of it, if there's a need for participation, we'll pursue it, and I think we'll have a great success in doing that. So you know, as whether it ends up being something more along with the Fine Arts Collaborative, or if it happens to be more of a build-to-suit office situation where the parking, you know, I think we'll be able to work within the pro forma, and if we need that assistance, I think the city will be very receptive, because I think they see this parcel like we do as really complementing their investment that they've already made across the river at Manpower. So it's a great opportunity.
In terms of sort of the level of support, that I'm not asking you for dollar numbers, but do you have a sense that you know what they would support and that it works with your, so that we don't sort of get to the end of the process, you lend your tenants and then suddenly they balk at the amount of support that we might want?
I think the amount of support would be, you know, if needed, would be in the correct ratio that they would want to see from the standpoint of value creation. So I anticipate, and our goal here is that we want this, you know, you can only develop it, I mean, once in our lifetime, hopefully, and the idea here is to get as much value on this site on its own right between the boundaries of the property, but also to act as a catalyst, a real catalyst for across the street, which is why I really feel that some of the users that have been, you know, out there kind of hovering, looking for that opportunity, you know, I think the city sees, and we all do, I mean, there's other projects that have been proposed that, quite frankly, are somewhat landlocked in their own right from the standpoint of not having developable property around them, whereas this particular property, anybody can stand on that corner and see if there's an investment made here, it's quite likely intuitive that you'll see the further investment across the way. So we really want to set the bar high, and we want to create as much value on this parcel as possible, and also have it meet and work within the Parkies guidelines, which call for a landmark project on this site. So we're adhering to all that and looking forward to moving through the process, and I would expect that the city will be very cooperative and this, you know, assist us in getting this done, especially with hopefully with the new county executive and the mayor's, you know, public statements of that they really want to see the Parkies you know, become a reality the way we envision it.
Thank you.
Supervisor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had a chance to meet with staff and Mr. Westling last week to really get a scope of the project and understand the history, the problems that are associated with the downturn of the market, but also the overall vision of what this could be, how important it could be to Milwaukee as far as economic development, job creation. And just the fact that we have a downtown movie theater that we haven't had in a couple of decades since we used to go to the Grand when I was a kid to see movies. So I'm very supportive of the project. I think this is a good partnership, and they're doing all that they can. I would, before we move for approval, I would like to amend the extension from December 30th, 2011 to June 30th, 2012, just to give Rainier and Mr. Weston a little bit more time to get things done. I don't get the impression that they're going to sit on there on their hind sides and let things fester for a year, but I did want to give them a little bit additional time to really get things in order so we can get moving on this project. So I would move that we amend from December 30th, 2011 to June 30th of 2012.
Do we need that in writing?
No, we don't need it in writing.
And the motion is to have the the resolution, and it will be
paragraph 59 right. through 61, and then the next one, 62 through 65. You would change the date to June 30th, 2012. And if I may add,
go ahead, Mr. Coleman.
I did suggest this, and I did think that it would be very beneficial, but with the assurance the developer would come in as soon as he could if he had a tenant that would allow construction to go forward. And so I do think that the committee, after the election, the new committee would schedule this matter and get an update on it, but that would probably be in May. And I think that having it expire on June 30th would give the committee a chance to look at that matter.
And I believe you recommended this in an agenda meeting, correct?
Yes, I did.
There is a motion to amend the resolution on lines basically 59 through 65 to change the dates of December 30th, 2011 to June 30th, 2012. Are there any objections from our real estate division?
Madam Chair, no.
And your support?
Yes.
Okay. I figured you might. Okay, on the amendment, please call the roll.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishaw?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7-0 on the amendment.
Supervisor Johnson, are you amending your motion to approve as amended?
I move approval as amended, Madam Chair.
Any other questions or comments?
Go get him, Bruce.
I did want to just briefly mention regarding the issue that Supervisor Lipscomb brought up about city cooperation in projects surrounding Park East and others. When we met, all of us met with Mr. Marcoux on the other item number one before us. So we actually did discuss that. And the city will be red flagging projects that have the county support and backing for consideration so that there's enhanced cooperation between the city and the county. So hopefully when it gets to that point, we'll make sure that that's one that goes through that pipeline as well.
Great.
Okay. On the motion to approve as amended, please call the roll.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishaw?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7-0. Notice this item is approved as amended.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay, we're now